I extend my hand to you with nothing more to say. how sad it was, forcing you to stand.
Here she comes.
Lincoln.
Well, we just hear Red Lincoln.
That last one was The Undertones with Wednesday Week. That's off their second album, Hypnotized.
So good.
Sweet song, you know. It's very punky record, but maybe they have a little more pop in there than they did on the first one. So,
nice to
so
throw
good.
In a little ballad
yeah.
every now and then.
Come on. The one before that was Borgesia with the track Secret Affair number 3. You have to get that right because there's various Secret Affairs. That was Secret Affair number 3.
I just love it. Just like a short little instrumental, but it feels just as full as anything with words. We don't play too many instrumentals. I'm liking them more and more these days, though.
I saw that Dark Entries is going to re-release that pretty soon, so keep an eye out. Before that was Dorothy with the track Softness. Now, that one has sort of a bizarre history. I don't know how familiar you are with it, listener, but there was this band called Throbbing Gristle. They were kind of like fun. They liked to do pranks and stuff, but they were pretty like hard-edged, like
they were
industrial
crazy
group. Yeah.
Kosi from that band wrote an autobiography that's very worth reading that talks a lot about it.
It sounded pretty extreme.
Yeah.
But they did this very silly record and they kind of promoted it as like this like sweet girl pop record. The song was written by one of the guys from Alternative Television. It's got, I think it maybe like one of the dudes from Throbbing Gristle helped with the songwriting too.
Oh yeah.
I think they even entered the song in the Eurovision Song Contest.
So funny. But it's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, what a disco hit. It should have won that Eurovision contest.
It should.
It should have.
We listened to Gun Club with the track Brother and Sister. That's off their second LP. It's an interesting one. That album, it was put out by Chris Stein from Blondie on his own label, Animal Records. They didn't release very much stuff, mostly just Gun Club stuff and like an Iggy Pop record, James White record. So I don't know, very kind of neat. They tried to do things kind of fast and cheap. Seemed like it worked for the Gun Club though. Before that was The Bats with North by North.
Yeah,
gorgeous
more.
Song.
Yeah, Flying Nun. We're squeezing a lot of that in.
Why
lately.
Not, right?
Yeah.
I think it was Going to the Beach made me think about that stuff. We started the whole block off with Second Layer and the track Fixation.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we said, we're kind of recovering from going out to the beach this weekend and then getting back to very, very real life this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, definitely.
Jobs, etc. We had so much fun, though. We just went to so many record shops. There are so many gems out there. We were in Florence, and we had the craziest experiences in this one record shop. Like, I didn't know what to expect because there's not a lot in that town, but we went in and it was just a flipping gold mine and we were going through every record. And like this young kid came in that was all kind of, I don't know, he looked kind of goffed out and we were just like, okay, who's this kid? And the guy was like, oh, can I help you? And this child, I don't know how old he was 13, but he was baby face, was like a krautrock prodigy, just rattling off all these krautrock bands, and the guy was like helping him find them, and then they would play him in the store, and it was like a krautrock festival in there. It was so much fun, and it's like one of those stores where you can talk to the owner and he's gonna be like, oh yeah, let me find this for you. Which is, I just love.
Nice.
Yes, so you should totally go. That is Albatross Records in Florence, probably my favorite of the trip.
Wow,
loved it.
Now, we've got lots more jams coming up. We just noticed that DJ Wednesday is in the house. She'll be hitting the airwaves at the top of the hour.
Looks like she has a guest.
Yes, she does.
Ooh,
okay.
Very exciting.
Okay. You're going to want to stick around for that. Now, we've got a few songs left. How about this next one? It's the Body Snatchers with Mysteries.
Stop. Yeah.